Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Chad, and I serve with the Send Network in Columbus and also here at LifePoint. We started a new series this week called Under the Hood, and the main idea of this series is change is hard, but Jesus is able. So welcome to this new year, a fresh, crisp, unblemished, blank slate of a new year. It's exciting, isn't it? I love the idea of new beginnings, new things, setting new goals, and going about changing some of the things with a fresh set of months, you know, things in my life that God wants to change, right? But before we get too excited, it's important for us to realize something. Did you know that according to Forbes, 80% of New Year's resolutions fail? Some groups even say it's even higher than that. In fact, John Acuff, in his book Finish, said that the majority of people quit a new goal on day number, guess what? Two. Day number two. So if most of us quit goals after just one day and four out of five of us can't keep our resolutions, man, the question begs to be asked, why is it so hard to change? Why is change so elusive in our lives? You know, we know there are some things about us that need to change, that we even want to change, right? There are things that we wish were different about our lives. And yet, a lot of us sometimes remain entrenched in frustration in relationships. We remain stuck in an addiction. We battle weight and fitness. And some of us are just plain stuck in life, maybe even our career financially. It's frustrating to want things to be different, but unable to see the change happen in our lives, isn't it? So that's kind of what we're hoping to tackle in this new series. How do we really change? How do we get unstuck? How do we go beyond day two and join the 10% that are crushing their goals? Well, as this series title implies, we have to get under the hood. All right, we have to get to the thing under the thing. We have to get to the thing that's actually driving our lives. According to 2 Corinthians 5, the reason that a lot of us don't change is because we only deal with the surface of things. To further use the car metaphor, we often think that although we need our engine replaced, we'll just opt for changing the wiper blades instead. And this has prevented us from making progress in a lot of areas that are important to us. 2 Corinthians 5, 1 through 10 tells us that in order to experience lasting change, it helps to realize that our ultimate change as Christians, the change, lasting, eternal change, is a future reality. Right? It helps us to keep this perspective that, look, we're not going to have it all together here. Nothing's going to be perfect. Nobody changes completely to be this perfect person. That change, perfection, that the change comes later. Here's what the verses say in 2 Corinthians 5. For we know that if the tent that is our earthly home is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this tent, the body, we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling. If indeed by putting it on, we may not be found naked. For while we are still in this tent, the body, we groan, being burdened. Not that we should be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us his Spirit as a guarantee. Did you catch that? Did you see that right now we are living in what the Bible calls a tent? That's the body. No one wants to live in a tent permanently, right? It's temporary. You go out on a tent, you go camping for a weekend, but you come back to your house. Why? Because you need a shower, right? You need to be protected from the elements. You bear a tent through a tent temporarily, but we need a more permanent dwelling. And in this life, we are tent dwellers. We groan, as verse 2 says. We are burdened, right? But this is not permanent. There is coming a day when we will be changed. We will dwell in the new heaven and new earth, a building from God. It's eternal, where what is mortal will be swallowed up by life. And the hope of that day helps us navigate the imperfections of this life. Why is it hard to change? Because we're mortal. Life is hard. We're not yet perfected. we've not yet had our mortality swallowed up by eternal life. So, while we can make progress here, we definitely can change. We definitely can be made new by Jesus. We need to be reminded that it won't be perfect. We won't be perfect. We will groan. We will struggle. We will fight. We will be burdened. But it will not always be this way. One day, we will be changed for good. And that day gives us hope in the imperfect progress that we're making today. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the Drivecast today. Hope you'll come back later this week for more episodes. Lord, thank you so much that one day you will change us for good. Thank you for that hope. And God, we just would ask that you would allow that day, the day of future hope, to give us hope for change now, that this thing is going somewhere and that you will change us along the way. Imperfectly, maybe not as quickly as we want, maybe not as holistically as we always want, but in a real way, if we know Jesus, you are changing us. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Now take a minute and pray and ask Jesus to work on changing the part of you that you most wish would be different in 2021.